A new CD features music from composers associated with the Hamburg Opera House circa 1700. It's performed on historical instruments, and music critic Tom Manoff is very impressed.
I'm sure you've heard music by Schumann, but when's the last time you heard music by Schirmann? Georg Kaspar Schirmann, to be exact, one of several less than famous composers on this recording. This is the overture from a suite from his opera, Louis the Pious. This recording by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin is some of the best Baroque playing that I've ever heard. The 19 members of the group perform here without a conductor, which speaks plenty about their interpretive abilities. Many Baroque works share certain easily recognized patterns that repeat, so an average performance, especially of an average composer, can sound pretty routine. But these musicians find a unique character in each piece, and then convey that character with a perfect unity of nuanced phrasing. Here's a passepartout by Johann Christian Schieferdecker. Thirty-two tracks make up this CD, all recorded in vivid and sensuous sound, and musically, one is more tasty than the next. Here's the Air Bourré by Philipp Heinrich Erlebach. One composer who wrote operas at Hamburg did become a household name. This Chaconne is by the 20-year-old George Friedrich Handel. It's interesting to hear Handel, the composer of the Mighty Messiah, juxtaposed with these forgotten figures. Although you can definitely hear Handel's young genius peeking out above the pack, the other composers, especially as performed here, stand up quite well. This recording by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin is not about the genius of one personality, but rather the collective genius of European Baroque civilization. And on top of that, it's fun.
The CD is called Overtures, Music for the Hamburg Opera. Our critic is Tom Manoff.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.